Venter City Planning Board, April 12th, 2023.
There are 570 lots, variances in seven. That means more lots in seven, four, and seven.
Okay.
On the record.
Interesting work.
Okay. At this time, the April 12th, 2023 meeting of the Venter City Planning Board is now in session. This meeting is being held in accordance with due public notice thereof and pursuant to New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Notice this meeting was advertised in the press and the Current, and a copy of same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. At this time, we'll rise and salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all. Will the Board Administrator please call the roll?
Mayor Landgraf is absent. Commissioner Kriebel is absent. Tom Halpin is absent. Jay Cook?
Here.
Robin Zabihetch?
Here.
Lorraine Salata?
Here.
Dean Smith?
Here.
Mike Leeson?
Here.
Peter Tucker is absent. Tim Coob?
Here.
Greer Gaskell?
Here.
Wendy Bartlett is absent. And Jessica Stilley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the adoption of minutes from a March 27th meeting. Are there any changes or amendments to said minutes? If not, may I have a motion and a second for adoption, please?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The minutes are hereby adopted. We have two resolutions this evening. They are P16 of 2023, Anthony Murata; P17, 2023, Michael Samshick. Are there any changes or amendments to those resolutions?
Excuse me, I should have said I'm abstaining from voting. I wasn't.
Yes. Let the record reflect that Lorraine is abstaining because she was not present. We have a motion and a second for the adoption of said resolutions.
Make the motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Resolutions are hereby adopted. We have one application this evening. That is Conchetta Jordan at 122 North Newport Avenue. All jurisdictional requirements have been met, Mr. Abbott. Mr. Abbott, all jurisdictional requirements have been met?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You have no professionals this evening?
No, just the owner.
Okay. And if not, let's have the owner sworn in?
Yes. You can just state your name. You can just state your name and address for the record, and I'll swear you in.
Conchetta Jordan, 122 North Newport Avenue, Ventnor, New Jersey.
Okay, Ms. Jordan, please raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Abbott.
To assist you in your consideration here, this is an application for a certificate of nonconformity. Conchetta Jordan, she and her late husband have lived in the subject property since 1979, is that right? What I've attached to the applications, I'd like to give you sort of an outline that you can follow and see what it is we're presenting to you.
Before you start, do you have a test year on this?
I can't hear you.
Do you have a test year?
Well, that's one of the issues. I think your ordinance says 1997. I believe 1997 is the test year. But we have it all the way back to 79 anyway.
Okay.
So, for instance, and it's very interesting, Chairman Cook, your ordinance was adopted in 97 that says two family dwellings existing at the time of this chapter. It's an R7 zone. Well, when they bought it in 1979, it was sold as a two unit, and I've attached to the application, you can see it, the listing, the agreement that talks about the two leases, and then, of course, the most important, in my view, the property records from your own tax office that show it as a duplex. There was also photographs in there. Now, interestingly enough, they had learned when the zoning ordinance changed and had applied for an administrative certificate of nonconformity, and I have the letter in there. They missed it by a week or two. And they were, you know, they sent them back a letter saying, we're sorry, you can't do it administratively. Of course, there was that law that allowed it 1 year administratively, and They missed it. And then subsequently, Contreras' husband passed away, but she's always had it as a duplex. She's rented it. I've attached as illustrative some of her licenses and some of the inspections by the city that confirmed that it was always two units. Her water and sewer bill, two units. Her utility bills, two units. And let me ask you just a few questions. You've owned it since 1979?
Yes.
And when you bought it, what did you buy it as? Was it a duplex?
Yeah, we bought it as a duplex.
And have you been renting it through the years?
Yes, every year.
Do you obtain a license from the city of Ventnor to rent it?
Yes.
Is it currently rented?
Yes.
When you say rented, what portion's rented?
The second floor.
And where do you live?
The first floor.
You live there full time?
Yes, all the time.
And you have since 79?
Yes.
Okay, and as far as you know, your taxes have you listed as a two-unit residential building?
Yes.
Okay, and everything's separately metered?
Yes.
It is. Okay. And really, I don't know how much further to go with this, Mr. Chairman. I've given you the documents from your own...
You're just getting warmed up.
What's that?
You're just getting warmed up.
I could do the two-hour presentation.
It's a surly cloud out there.
You know what? I'm going to call it quits right now. I think we have it. It's pretty obvious. It's been a duplex forever. And in fact, as it even exceeds the minimum lot size slightly, because they needed 2,000 square feet. She's 2,062.5.
A couple quick questions for the record, please. And since 79, how many years has it been rented?
Every year.
Every year? And you had rental licenses during that entire time?
I did.
Yes. And you have them here in your package for the board?
Some of them are attached. I think the most recent one's attached as well. And I have a certificate of occupancy of rental. This was the last one for the last time, 2021. It's attached here.
Yeah. Did your client rely on the city of Ventnor in getting those rental licenses for the two-family dwelling?
Did she rely on getting the license?
No,
I think in 1979, right. She relied on the city record showing as a duplex.
And then after that, she relied on
it,
correct?
Through all the years, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's it.
Any members of the board have any questions? Okay.
Okay.
Do you have anything further you wish to add?
No.
I'd like to open it to the public, if I can. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? Obviously, there's no one here but you. So the public portion, again, is seeing no requests, hearing none, is now closed. You have anything, last comments?
No.
Okay. Then, have we completed a satisfactory hearing on the subject?
Yeah, I believe so. It seems straightforward to me.
In the determination of our solicitor, we are now had enough questions answered. At this time, could you frame a motion in the affirmative, as all are done, for approving this application?
Yeah, and just so everyone's clear, there's a duplex on the property, and what they're here for tonight is to get what's called a certificate of nonconformity. As they're currently, right now, they're not allowed. They're conditionally permitted uses in the R7. We changed the ordinance, it looks like, in 1997. To prohibit duplexes in the R7 zone. So what they're seeking is the certificate of nonconformity. It says we were a duplex prior to 1997, so we're essentially grandfathered in and we can remain. So what we need is a motion and a second to grant the certificate of nonconformity with respect to this property to allow the duplex use on the property to continue.
I'll make a motion.
Yeah. I'll make a second. Okay. Who made the motion? Tim made the motion. Roman second.
And Roman second.
Right. We'll have a roll call vote. State your reasons, please.
Jay
Cook? I'm going to vote yes. It's clear that from the testimony that's gotten here that there was reliance on the city and that there were subsequently municipal licenses issued affirming that this was, in fact, a duplex. And it has been in such for the entire period. So with that, I can't dispute it. It's reliance, so I'm going to vote in favor.
Roman Zabihach?
I also vote yes. The paperwork is quite clear that it is, so yes.
Thank you.
Brian Salata?
I vote in favor of it. The paperwork and the testimony supports the, that it existed prior to the test year.
Dan Smith?
I also vote in favor. The documentation is there, and the testimony has followed through with that, so
Mike Gleason?
I vote in favor. Documentation justifies the request.
Tim Coop?
I also vote in favor. The paperwork and testimony confirm that it meets the criteria.
Greer Gaskell?
I also vote yes. There's more than enough documentation.
Jessica Stilley?
I'm going to vote yes as well. All the paperwork is there, and I guess the testimony is congruent with the information provided here.
Should be everyone.
Application is passed 8-0.
Mr. Abbott, you won this one. I don't know how you did it.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting a little nervous here. I got to tell you, I was
thinking.
She did. She was a great witness. Yeah.
So,
yes. I have a special request.
Yes.
Not related to this case. It has come to my attention, and I think Mr. Manis is aware of this as well, that you have an ordinance provision that says your variances are only good for 6 months. It's in the development code, right? Leo,
it's not in section 102. It's in like 143, and it's something that
came to my attention. I've got a guy who, actually my accountant is coming in shortly for a new, brand new house over the water on piling. You don't count the area underwater as a lot, so you need variances. It was previously approved, but it expired in 6 months. Nobody has an expiration of 6 months. It's not in the statute. It's not in Atlantic City or Margate or Longport. And I would think...
Well, I think you've hit upon something that we need to rectify, because I don't know of anybody that's got 6 months, and I didn't know we had that even.
You know what? So, I didn't even know that. I did not know that, and it's been there for a long time.
I know that. It's hidden away.
But now you do know.
We know about it. We'll take care of it.
Do you? Okay, good. Because,
you're bringing that up, because I have asked about that. Right. And we had a conversation.
Yeah.
And we said, there's no expiration.
Right. Yeah.
Apparently, there's...
Well, Venner does have 6 months.
And there should be something, not 6 months.
Right. Usually it's 2 years.
A lot of towns have 2 years, right, and they let you come in for an extension.
And right. That's reasonable.
You do that. But six right. months, wait, you should go for 2 years. Especially here, I've got to go. I'm screwing around with the DEP, the Army Corps of Engineers, but we'd like to get as many approvals in as possible. Right. And 6 months is way too short.
Yeah, and that's in that section. Like 102 is our zoning code, and that's like hidden in like somewhere in 143. Land use procedures.
We'll dig into this immediately, and. And because that's not fair.
Yeah, I think it was a big shock to everybody too. They realized.
So
neither did we.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for bringing it to our attention, Scott.
It was good to win one. Yeah.
On that note, what comes to mind is 5309 Atlantic Avenue, that disaster. Oh. I mean, it's been under construction for, I want to say, 5 to 6 years.
But that's a different scenario now. Mm-hmm. That has to do with the construction permits, not the approvals. They sanctified the approvals when they started building. Now it's up to the state rest for statutes on how long the permits are good for and how often they renew it. It's not a zoning issue anymore.
What's 5309? Remind me.
Atlantic Avenue.
Between
Surrey
and Victoria. Yeah.
They've been building that thing for 5 years or 6 years.
Because it seems to me there was some variances we gave that haven't even been worked on yet. I mean, we gave them a lot of relief on that.
I understand that, but...
An extra floor in addition to everything else. Because they came back like two or three times.
Once the permits are pulled, the variances then become, they've been acted upon. And now it's the permits on the permit acts of New Jersey that take effect.
And New Jersey has a limit on permits?
They do. And they have a prescribed formula on how they do it with years and so on down the line. And what you have to do to complete your permits. It's liberal,
And I think the six-month thing, that is the way it's written in our ordinance, is your variances expire after 6 months unless construction is commenced. And it's like, what's construction being commenced mean? You know, and it's sort of not a clear, I mean, there's sometimes it's obvious when construction has commenced, sometimes it's not. I mean, if you pull a permit and you stick a shovel, you know, you throw some dirt once every 6 months, I mean, I don't know if that's...
For example, some people put a piling, they pull a thing and they put a piling in where they drive, and they drive one pile. They pulled a permit and drove it. Construction did start. That's a common thing that they've done, where they put in part of a foundation or do some other things. So that is the case.
Yeah, I don't know if demo would count. I mean, demo would count, right?
Demo would count, yes.
Yeah.
Clearing the now, never...
Clearing, yes. Grading and so on. But still, that's site work. So the question becomes, I mean, obviously, construction work, the more defined it is, the better it is for the person. So that's where it stands.
Does anybody have any information about Malcolm's building that it was just sold?
Who?
The Ninja Karate Academy on the corner of, Frankfurt.
Okay, Frankfurt, yeah.
That whole corner was sold. It's mixed use. I'm just wondering. A number of people have asked about it, and recently sold. I was wondering if there was any chatter.
Has anybody heard anything? I haven't heard a thing, so. So, we'll find out if there's anything going on. So, any further discussion or comments of anybody?
Should I mention what I did at 7?
I'd hold that till that for a while. We are trying to work on, I will say this, Roman has been doing work on lots and so on. And Roman, you can tell what you're doing, please. Just please, tell people what you're doing right now.
Right now, I got a list of all the lots in 7. There's 1,300 plus lots. And I did the calculations by hand, square footage for each lot. And then I went through and I looked at front yards, and every front yard that was under 30 feet, I colored red. Every side yard that is under the required 62.5, I colored red. And if the total area was under 2,000 square feet, I colored red. There is a total of 507 lots in 7 that need variances. That's 39% of all the lots. What shocked me is there is 667 lots that meet the full requirements for Zone 4. There's only 122 lots in 7 that meet the 2,000 square foot requirement, which means 7 has been a garbage dump.
Right. We know.
We need to really look at it. We also have to look at the two families that are there, where are they concentrated. I haven't done that. That will require someone else to do. And I'm also looking at 4, since 4 surrounds and is next to 3. And I've just begun that, and I find that there is a tremendous amount of lots that basically 4 should be increased. There should be more lots. There's whole blocks that qualify as 4 that are in 7. The issue that I think of is, until we enlarge it, you know, the requirement of making it a little bigger, there's always the chance of a subdivision where someone's going to come in and say, I'm going to knock down the house. I want to put in 2. I'm going to have a whole bunch of variances, but let's see if the board will approve it.
Wow.
Let's tighten it up. But I think the biggest issue is we should eliminate as many of the 507 variances, because they come in bunches.
Right.
It's not like they're just sporadic. There's a pattern.
It's actually planned.
So Jay and I just talked about it very generally. We may need to do 7A, 7B, 7C, just to differentiate and make sure that we properly identify the lots by their characteristics and their bulk requirements. Because otherwise, we're always going to have business here. We should be doing planning.
The other thing is, the whole thing is, we're going to have to look at at our options. And rather than just say we're going to go this way, we got to look at what we have and then look at plans and so on, ways to do it, because it may, rather than from a lesson past, back in the years, we actually get dreamed that we could change all the setbacks in the community and make this a new community. Well, it never happened. It couldn't happen because the buildings don't get moved. They're still there. So we got to work with what we have. And then the question is with the size of the lots that we have and the number of lots, if you were looking at a fee simple type development, or you're looking at getting away from flats and going to side by sides, what is the most beneficial way for the city to develop is our question. I think it's the board's got to be asking. So that requires a bit of open-mindedness. And then we're looking for Jim Rotella to come back in, one of our consultants, to work, help with us on this project as well. And so we're waiting for that to occur. And to my knowledge, Leo, is that we're hoping to do this as an amendment to the master plan rather than as a major part of it. Now, we've known this problem exists, so now it's the last bastion that we have to deal with. And I think it's going to take a lot of effort from this board to do it, because there's a lot of wisdom involved here. It's an older part of the city. It's our smaller lots. It's our older buildings. It's some of our buildings that are obsolete. Most of them are the obsolete. It's where we have our problems as far as the housing stocks go. But we're going to have to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. It's the only way we can do it.
And if we properly assign what needs to be done for a lot of the areas, maybe we can create a more conducive environment to redevelop some of those older homes that really look shoddy. And we want to encourage them to be redeveloped and to look nicer. So I think that is also a possibility of what we can create.
And we have overlay districts we can put on there, so on top of that, so we can put an overlay on top of an existing and see if we can get it to rejuvenate itself. And old buildings we need to get replaced, if it's possible. Lot sizes that don't seem to mesh, or we need to create another. So we're going to have to look at this. And all hands on deck, all minds wide open, and let's see what we come up with. But it's going to take, I think this one's going to take a little special attention from the board and a lot of our creativity to go with it. It's the solution is there.
Yeah.
We just got to go.
Reasonable.
We got to put it together. So, and Roman, thank you for what you're doing. Roman's doing a lot of this work, and he's very good at it. This is all preemptive for our professionals to come in and be able to work with us.
It reduces the cost, what I'm doing.
And it also speeds the process up, because this is the laborious side of the whole thing, is understanding what you have. If you don't know what you have, you don't know where you're going.
Yes, that's true.
So the mission that we talked about before, and I talked with Dick Carter about 2009, about this whole issue is that to establish what we have, and then let's paint by the numbers and do this as a very, very orderly textbook type zoning review and go into a new plan, basically textbook done in planning. So that the background is there, everything is there. So if there's a dispute, it was the format that it was created with should not be disputable. And that's all I got to say. And if that's good, I'm looking at the clock, and the clock is saying, waving to me and saying, hey, Jeff, time to go.
Are we on the record at the shortest meeting?
We're approaching that shortest meeting. So who would like to say? We're adjourned. Who wants to say it?
I'll say it.
Okay. Say it. We're adjourned.
Make a motion.
Motion.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We be adjourned.
Good job.
Thank you.
You're winning like that.